Blog Talk Radio.
For this two-hour pleasure cruise. Right now, just about ready for the second half in Pittsburgh, which I love Saturday Night Football. But we can talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. No politics, none of that crap. But the Bengals, what are you doing? This is not the time, Cincinnati, to be losing to, I know it's Rudolph and he's having a good game and God bless him. And I love the guy. Every time he came in, he always, you know, he always did good. And I didn't know what happened to him. And now he's, you know, here he is, still here, hasn't left. But the Cincinnati Bengals are, I don't know, are you not trying? Do you not care? Do you not want to go into the playoffs? You should be beating this Pittsburgh Steelers team. This team is banged up, it's this, it's had that, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why the Cincinnati Bengals should be beating the crap out of the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, but it's not happening. Cincinnati is losing 21-0. Zero. Goose egg. You can't figure it out? You cannot figure it out. Maybe Seth can figure this crap out. He's a Steeler fan. Let's bring Seth on board. Seth, my good friend, welcome aboard. Merry Christmas and Shabbat Shalom.
Well, Shalom is over. Shabbat is over. Well, no, Shalom is never over. No,
well,
it's
Havdalah,
but
like
yeah. Well, until it's dark. It's definitely dark where you're at, and let's not let alone think where the sun has set in Brooklyn, okay?
No, but I mean, I thought that Shabbat Shalom was like a greeting, like, how you doing, my friend, or, you know, beautiful day,
oh,
you know,
no.
Like a greeting. I thought it.
No. Well, you're German, so that makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, I you know, I am ignorant of all that stuff, but I really am. I feel bad, but I mean, I always thought that what, because you say it a lot, so I was saying, thinking I was saying, you know, like, you know, a friendly greeting, like welcome or how are you, you know.
No. It just happens when it's still not sunset because we do the show at 6 o'clock. Or 1800 for other people, which I'm used to. So, but yes.
Okay, then what's a friendly Hebrew greeting? Like if you went up, you know, say, "Hey, my friend, hey, how you doing?" You know, a friendly greeting. What would you be?
You could say like Manishma, or you could say like Boker Tov. You know, either one's pretty good.
Broker toes. What did you say?
Boker Tov.
Boker Tov. I don't like that one. Sounds like Broker Toes. What's the other one? Mishmash?
Manishma.
Manishma. All right,
yeah,
I'll work on it. I got you.
Manishma.
I'd like to say some Hindu holiday as my the little gas station across the street. They're all Indian. So she told me they're Hindu. They had a holiday, you know, about, I don't know, a few weeks ago. I can't remember how to say it now, but I learned it then. But anyway, let's get back to some sports here. What the hell is going on in Pittsburgh in the water? Cincinnati just cannot seem to get any footing. They're sinking and sinking fast, man. Quicksand.
Oh, no. Actually, I was wondering if there was going to be a Saturday day game or night game or whatever.
Well, it's raining right now in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no, which is amazing. I know people were upset originally with Thursday night football. This, that, whatever. I don't care. I want to see football every single day. I don't care about the stress on the players for the next week. Whatever. I am an NFL fan, and if I can watch NFL football, even if it's one game, that one day of the week, that's why even the Black Friday thing, I was totally applauding. I'm like,
well,
yes,
hey,
another day of football. At it.
No, I know. You know, for me, because it's Christmas and I do celebrate it, but it's perfect for me because we had football on Thursday. Friday night, they gave us a break so we could catch up on last-minute stuff. Then we've had football. You know, we're right now in the second half. We got another game coming on, and then all day tomorrow, and then all day Monday. So for me, it's all-day football all weekend long, man. It is a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
No, that ends like literally Christmas Day. It's a Monday. So we're used to Monday night football, one game. Now, every once in a while, we get two, which is cool. But there's three games on Monday. Three.
I love it. You got it at the 1 o'clock, the afternoon game, 4:30, and then you got the 8 o'clock game. I mean, it's beautiful.
No, it's absolutely perfect. I couldn't write a better script.
Now that it is, I love, you know, football all day. It's better on the West Coast because you get up in the morning, you can, you know, get your bacon and your eggs going, and then football. And then by the next game, you're ready for some lunch, like, you know, some sandwiches, some guacamole, some ribs, whatever the hell you're eating. And then at night, you're going to need dinner. I mean, your day is set, you know. But this game, I'm telling you, Pittsburgh is, they came to play. Now it's 24-0 Cincinnati. Cincinnati's telling me you don't care. And if you don't want it, well, then I'm not going to support you. To hell with you. And we all picked them, too. Except for you. Did you pick the
pick? I actually picked Pittsburgh in my own thing, even on the other things that I do besides this show. And Tomlin, when he came out and he said there's a quarterback change, isn't that he was being serious? And on top of it, this man has never had a losing season ever as a head coach.
Well, right now, if they win this game,
he ain't jeopardizing it now.
Well, they've got a couple of, I think the next 2 weeks, I think they got a real tough one. But other than that, they could end up with a winning record. And, you know, say whatever you want. That's a record. I mean, that is something. Not too many teams can do that many years in a row.
Well, and the thing is that taking in the rookie quarterback, Pickett, was a major thing. And you got to realize that Roethlisberger played longer than he should have, but he was still a playoff-bound quarterback for a team. So, but he played a little too long, and they didn't really. So, but anyways, Pickett, University of Pittsburgh, everyone hopes that he works out, and he's been doing pretty good, dude. He's still keeping the course. So we're going to be okay.
Well, I guess he's picked a starter for the rest of the season. I think they already announced it. So.
Randolph?
Yeah, Rudolph. Well, that's what I played. That was the opening of Run, Run, Rudolph. You know, plus it's Christmas. And Rudolph is playing with the Pittsburgh. You know, they were up 21-0. You know, I had to play it for the opening. I had to do it. Yeah.
No, it was your one chance in life. You took it. It worked out.
You know, I said, hey, man, I can get that song real quick. So I went to YouTube, downloaded it, put it in a file, uploaded it on my system, and did it all in like a minute. Right before the show, it was last minute thing.
And you and I are so bad normally with technology, but we know how to use stuff in certain programs once we learn it, this or that. But just remember trying to retrieve a song out of nowhere. Like, you had to have a collection of records or cassettes or whatever, dude. Otherwise, you can't do what we're doing now within 1 minute. Isn't that amazing?
I know. It's just, YouTube is brilliant, you know.
Right?
Well, wait a minute. Cincinnati played last Saturday, too. What the hell? And they won last Saturday. But this, well, they got to come back from behind, man.
No, they don't.
Well, who did you get in the next game?
I got Buffalo and the Chargers.
Yeah, I know. Who did you pick? Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got Buffalo.
Okay, because the reason why we took the picks because for Saturday you didn't get the. I sent it in the text with both of us.
Oh, I was running errands all day. I just got back home. So I can actually show you a photo shot of all my picks.
Really? Yeah, no. I knew you were going to pick Pittsburgh. I mean, that was a no-brainer.
How can I pick against them when they're 7-7? How? How could you do that?
Well, Pittsburgh played last. But Pittsburgh played last Saturday too. Wow, both the Bengals and the Steelers both played back-to-back Saturday games. Huh.
Yeah, wow. No, I did have a Pitt.
Oh, I believe you, absolutely. I believe you. Well, we all went Cincinnati. Viber obviously went. Brother X and me, we both went.
And it's a slaughter fest.
Well, we're all going deep, but.
What channel is the game on?
NBC, and then the next one is going to be on the Peacock, I guess. So you can only get it if you got a link. Well, I got a link. So, hold on, I'm trying to fix the, I've been scrambling all over the place today. Today has been a busy day, and barely just made it in time to get on the show. So, delete the row, yes, okay, good. Anyway, there are some good games this week, a lot of do or die games. Meaning you don't win, you know, you win or you lose. And Cincinnati right now is losing.
Oh, yeah, no. And what's really weird is a lot of this stuff has come down to tiebreakers. And you're like, how did that happen? And it was like, that team happened to beat that team and that team. Now, these are divisional opponents, so I don't know what the series was before. But if Cincinnati did happen to win with Joe Burrow, then it's 1-1. So now it's going to be like, who did they beat as compared to who the other people beat and who beat who? It's going to get weird.
It is, Well, there's a lot of teams, surprisingly enough, are still in it. So,
look at Seattle at 7-7. Now, a lot of things can happen in the NFC, but if they win this week, I guarantee you, without even trying to look it up, they got these weird tiebreakers that you can't even believe that they possess. Trust me, that's the Seattle Seahawks. They beat the teams that matter.
Well, look, they have got to win this week. They cannot screw around. And they can beat Tennessee. Tennessee is all banged up. So, well, now I still got the game on. Well, it's now Cincinnati's got 8. Okay, well, you're going to have to do a little better than that, boys. 3 more 8, and you can tie the game, you know? Well, hey, look, I mean, I think it would be kind of cool to see a comeback.
No, not at all. I don't want to see it come back. Are you kidding me?
No,
I guess a division opponent like Cincinnati? No.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's up with Cincinnati. I mean, they have... They have enough weapons. They can do it. And even with Burrow, and then they didn't. So, you know, sometimes it just pisses me off, you know? Oh, look at that. Another touchdown. Look at that. Oh, Pittsburgh. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's now 30-8, soon to be 31-8. I mean, if you are a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and you are in Pittsburgh and you are in that stadium right now, first of all, you're already drunk. You were drunk before you got in there, but now you're even drunker because of that high of your team spanking the Bengals right now at home. And, you know, it's going to give you guys ain't going to the playoffs, but hey, at least you got a winning season. Yeah. I mean, that's electric right now. It's electric in Pittsburgh right now.
Nice.
Yep.
Oh, and in the AFC, if you go 8-7, right, and I think there were 7-7 going into this, you ain't out of it. You ain't out of it. You might have to win out and still lose a wild card position. But if you win out and you lost at a wild card position, more power to you. You know what I mean? But
hey,
that's how you
win. No, exactly. You win out, and that's, you know.
No, but so, that's where good teams have to reflect and then say, why did we lose this game by 1 point at the end or this or that? Like, really try to figure out how they can prevent that from the next time. And that's when you see a team that sometimes is almost playoff bound, or maybe they've been in the playoffs and they got to the AFC championship or the NFC championship. What's that one play that can help you win it all? And it might come down to one, and everybody else doesn't like this. And what's really weird this year, the Eagles are 10-4. They've had a couple of losses lately. They kind of piled up, actually. But their tush push or whatever they call that, they do it best, and you can't even stop it in the NFL. It's crazy. So,
well, let's see. Is Viper here yet? Well, we're almost ready to start the picks here, but we'll get them. But now, real quick. Buffalo, you cannot afford, Buffalo cannot afford to do what Cleveland is doing, or Cincinnati is doing right now. And I don't think Buffalo is going to do it. I think Buffalo is going to spank the Chargers. They're gonna need to, you know what I mean, warm up on beating up.
Well, it's really weird when you talk about an organization and you say, where's their shelf life, right? This is past the shelf life of what most people even talked about Buffalo not making a Super Bowl. Super Bowl favorites for certain years, if people didn't remember. This team is focused. This team is healthier. The Chargers are in disarray. And ironically, Their normal starting quarterback, Justin Herbert, is basically 50-50. He plays 100 games.
He's out anyway. He's out for the season.
Right. So you don't even have him. yeah, this is going to be a massacre at Masada.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm typing in the last of the games here. Trying to get caught up. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Is he back on yet? No, he's not on yet. All right, well, we can get going on this. Otherwise, we'll get his picks. But my throat is hoarse. Oh, I'm trying to drink tea. Ugh. I'm a Navy man. We drink coffee, and that's it. Thick.
No, needs to be just black.
Nope, you don't put no sugar, no nothing in it, man.
Right.
That's how I drink my coffee in the morning, black. I just like it.
Now, a real man drink black coffee.
I like it. all right, Detroit in Minnesota. Now, these two teams, yeah, you know, they like to fight a lot, but I don't know. Detroit cannot afford to lose. It's a must win. Well, actually, for Minnesota too, if they think they got a shot at getting a wild card, but what are they going to do with the wild card when they get it? Not much. So Detroit, I think Detroit's going to, they're going to have to. So what are the numbers on this?
Detroit Lions that are 10-4 playing against the Minnesota Vikings, which are 7-7, and the Vikings are getting 3 points at home, and the over under is 47.5.
Okay, hold on here. I know they keep saying we are experiencing difficulties. Viper's saying it won't let him in.
It did that to me the first time. I got in the second time.
Hold on a sec. Hold on. Yeah, they keep saying we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. Yeah. Okay, so Viber, if you can hear, just keep trying. And we'll bring you on. All right, Seth, what are the numbers on that game?
The numbers I just said?
Yeah, I know. Well, I was moving around doing a bunch of stuff and I missed it.
Okay, so the 10-4 Detroit Lions are playing against the 7-7 Minnesota Vikings. And the Vikings at home are getting 3 points, and the over-under is 47.5.
Yeah, I still got to go Detroit. I mean, they cannot. Against Minnesota right now, Detroit, you know,
well,
you have a couple of
To be honest, if Minnesota plays Detroit two times in the last 3 weeks. If Minnesota wins both games against Detroit, and Detroit's other game is against Dallas, I forget who Minnesota has to play against. I'm just saying,
I know what you're saying.
The NFC North could be won by the Minnesota Vikings, but we'll find out this week. If they win, then there's a chance. If they lose, obviously Detroit has it. So.
Well, they know that. Everybody knows that. The fans in Detroit know that. Everybody knows that. And, yeah, I mean, you got no heart if you lose this game. You cannot afford. I know you're in Minnesota, but that don't matter.
I don't know people if they've ever hunted things and so forth and such. But you corner a little cute bunny into a corner, and when it knows it's going to go out, it's going to fight, and it's going to jump at you, and you might have to throw a holy hand grenade. But so Minnesota knows if they lose this game. No, but Minnesota knows if they lose this game, their chances of making the playoffs are not good. They're just not.
No?
They're going to have to win out the last two and then hope that Detroit just gave up and just rested their starters for them maybe to win it, to get into the seventh spot.
Oh, no, Detroit, you're playing on a lot of pride. You can't just backdoor it into the playoffs. You got to go in the front door. You got to go storm in the front door, man, like an FBI agent.
No,
yeah.
No. And I'm glad that you brought that up because, Skeet, to be honest, in the local Detroit market, all the people are like, well, if we don't get a playoff win, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, your team hasn't been to the playoffs since what year? So just be happy. Like, you have to have building blocks. I understand. And you have to realize this organization in approximately 60 years has one playoff win in the Super Bowl era. So these fans are expecting another playoff win? Hey, baby steps. Let's just get to the playoffs, right? So that's what I'm talking about. What's happening in Detroit right now, and their expectations are actually way past their meets and bounds. And I dare I say it, they might be right. You're probably gonna have a home playoff game, and you'll probably beat whoever you play.
No, yeah. Hold on a second. Okay. Let's try calling Piper. Okay. I won't tell you the number on the air, but now let's see. That works. We're getting a ringtone. Or are we going to? We'll see if he picks up. He's like, who's this crazy number? I'm not picking up. Might be a salesman. I don't think we can't hear him. It ain't working.
His phone. Please leave your message for 6783137765.
Oh, I can't turn that off. Oh, I'm trying to shut that off, and cancel. Hang up. Piper's probably in his long message. He's like, oh, my God. I think we got Viper on now. Viper, can you hear us? Viper, can you hear us? We got Viper. We got him connected. Can you hear us, Viper? Uh-oh.
Well, looks like we tried, Skeet.
Well, no, he's on. So, Viper, if you hear us, just start talking,
oh.
And if we hear you. No, on my system, he's on. I've got him connected. He's actually connected on.
Oh,
can't hear him. But I can hear you. So, all right. We're all going to go Detroit, I take it. Right, Seth, you going Detroit or you going to go Minnesota?
No, I'm Detroit.
Yeah, I'm sure Viper will get it corrected, but we'll tentatively put him down for Detroit. If he wants to change his pick, we'll change it. Again, Viper, if you can hear us, just start talking. I don't know what's going on. Hold on real quick. All right, I just had to text Viper, let him know he'll call back. Okay, Cleveland in Houston. Now, this is a or-die game kind of, too. I mean, Cleveland, they want to keep that first wild card. They don't want to go down in the pool because that pool is big. And a lot of teams are trying to go up. Cleveland can't afford to lose. So, in Houston, well, they want the playoffs, they're going to have to win. So, what are the numbers on this, Seth?
Let's see. The Cleveland Browns, 9-5, are against the 8-6 Houston Texans. The Texans at home are getting 3 points, and the over is 40.5. And if you're not a football fan or a casual fan and you wanted to just watch one game for this week, this might be the game to watch. Who knows what to expect, but I guarantee you every, 53-man rosters? Man, rosters are going to play to their best capability for this game.
Well, Houston is struggling out. Houston, they're a little banged up. Stroud is out. He's got a concussion. Collins is out. Tank Dell is out.
Oh, CJ Stroud's out?
Yeah.
The quarterback?
Yeah. He's questionable.
Oh, this is my pick.
Well, he's questionable. He's got a concussion. Probably for him. I mean, I don't know. It's questionable. So, who knows?
No,
if
Viper's
they want
usually on top of that.
if Houston wants to take the gamble and try to win it, but, Cleveland... Houston could be Cleveland, the way Cleveland, their defense, I don't know what happened to them. They ran out of gas or whatever, but.
No. Cleveland is, they have the AFC's best defense. When I say the AFC's, I mean the best defense in the AFC. Now, I think the best defense in the NFC is San Francisco. That's just me. Everybody can have their opinion.
They got number one across the board. No, they do. I mean, look, everybody does their job. Special teams, their offense, their defense. Everybody does their job.
Joe Flacco was out of the league practicing catch with his brother getting called up by Cleveland.
I love it.
Just let that sink in, everyone. That's a real story. It only happened a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, he's actually doing a really good job. I mean, I think this is his fifth or sixth game. He's actually been in longer than you think. It seems like it was last week, but his first game, he lost one. He's won a couple more. But, look, Cleveland, their offense is, I think, much better than with Watson. And, yeah, good for Cleveland.
Well, I think if you really look at the history of Super Bowl teams that have won Super Bowls by the defense, not by the offense, by the defense, and then you start to talk about your quarterback was Trent Dilfer. Nothing against Trent Dilfer, but I'm saying now we can go past that. He's kind of the starting point. So late Joe Flacco, this Cleveland team, don't discount them.
Well, yeah, I just like the way this team
and he has nothing to lose. He has nothing to lose but win a Super Bowl, right?
Well, this team, no matter what hits them, they just keep on going. Like San Francisco did last year, no matter how many of those guys went down, they just kept on going. Well, Cleveland's doing kind of the same thing. And, hey, you know, they had to call a guy up. You know, get off his fishing boat, you know.
Oh no, can you imagine it within one 365-day cycle that you were throwing catch to your brother to hope that the team called you up to now winning a Super Bowl? And Cleveland's defense can do it. Dude, it's legit.
Well, they signed him for a one-year deal, I think, last week. Now, I don't know if that means it's going to carry on next season. I don't know, but, I mean, hey, if he wants to play, I think he's still got another year left in him. Why not?
Oh, no, and they did all this weird stuff to get Deshaun Watson. Now, hey, you spent all that money and that mother effer tells you his shoulder don't feel right. And I know playing sports my whole life, when you have a shoulder problem as a quarterback, man, there's a lot of different reactions that you can have, but you make that type of money and you're an investment. I'm fixing it right now and then. Like, I ain't waiting. I wouldn't wait. So they had to do that. But Joe Flacco, maybe. But we'll just see. You know, I hope he doesn't fall flat on his face. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, he's keeping the ship afloat. And, you know, he's doing his job as a veteran. And he's showing the young guys, this is how you do it, boys. He's a leader over there, man. So good for him.
Oh, no. And can you imagine that moment as an athlete that the league finally let you go? Like, no one has hired you. And you're in that form and this and that. And you kept yourself in some type of shape. And all of a sudden somebody calls you back, even for one day, you're taking that, right? All day long. Awesome for him. Good for him.
Are you taking Cleveland then? Just don't want to fall behind like we always do.
Oh, yeah, no. I didn't know that C.J. Stroud was going to play or not play. That's a big factor to me. If he's playing, they're going to win. If they're not, so you're telling me he's probably not going to play?
Well, he's questionable, and he had very limited practice. He's on concussion protocol, so.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm changing my pick to Cleveland. Yeah, I had Houston before that. But I thought he was good to go, dude.
Well, I mean, hey, look, they could throw him, out there, but, he's your young guy,
This guy is going to be the future of your franchise, and then you're going to throw him against the best defense in the AFC, even though if you win this game, you're probably going to maybe really go to the playoffs. But then he also might get killed. No.
Yeah.
I don't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Now
we'll get next year. If they lose, they're 8-7. If you're going to lose one game without C.J. Stroud, take the loss against the Browns. And they're 9-5. They're in the upper echelon anyways. They're not really going to be competing with your spot, hopefully. So,
well, Browning is getting sacked. Cincinnati Bengals, they are now 8 seconds away from the fourth quarter. Oh, okay, now you're inside the red zone for the first time. Anyway, the next game, Green Bay. In Carolina, this should be a no-brainer, but, that Carolina team sure wants to have a win, but I don't know. Against Green Bay, what do the numbers say?
The Green Bay Packers, which are 6-8, are playing against the 2-12 Carolina Panthers. Over under is 4 points for the Carolina Panthers, and the over under is 37.5.
I know you're playing in Carolina. You really want to win, but hey, that Bryce Young, you drafted him too early. I don't think the kid was ready for the NFL. I think he was a junior, wasn't he?
There could be a lot of those factors, but most people don't understand. You just throw a kid to the fire, to the brimstone. There's very few people that will become resilient. Peyton Manning, in his rookie year, had how many interceptions, whatever, but Peyton Manning knew he just had to get used to the speed of the game. And he was like, I'll figure you out year two. And normally in the NFL, year one, no one can figure out some of these rookie quarterbacks depending on the situations. But by year two, they have enough film, enough tape. They will adapt to you. So there's a difference right there.
Yeah, I don't think this kid's got it. He should have stayed. No, he was. They just had to get that first. And they gave up. They gave up everything. They gave up draft picks to get this kid. They moved up. They gave away everything just to get this kid. And, yeah, what did he give you? One win. Or two, I think. Wow. Well, got Green Bay. Brother X has Green Bay.
I have Green Bay too. This not really a game worth talking of, because if Carolina does win this game, good for them, right?
Yeah, I
but
know.
If
who
they
cares?
Do that, so, Green Bay had no chance in the NFC playoffs. So they are playing for something as compared to Carolina.
Yeah, well, there's a few dumpster fire games that are just worthless, but, you know, it might be kind of fun. But, this next one is Indianapolis in Atlanta. There's a lot riding on this game. Atlanta, you know, you're one behind. You got to pick it up. Indianapolis, in your division, you know, you got to stay where you are, man. You want to go to the playoffs, you got to win. It's a must-win for both teams. I think Indianapolis might be a little bit stronger. I like Minshew a little bit better. Atlanta, they're not starting Ritter, I guess. They're going with somebody else for the rest of the season. So I don't know what happened to Ritter. Did you hear?
No. No.
Well, he's out. This new guy they got, starting for the rest of the year. So Ritter did something. He did something he shouldn't have. He's not injured. So who knows what he did. But he did it bad enough to be benched. So I think Indianapolis should have the edge. What does Vegas say? That's smarter than me.
Oh, the 8-6 Indianapolis Colts. Are playing against the 6-8 Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons at home are actually favored by 2.5 points.
No kidding.
And the over-under is 45.5, and I have Indiana's all day long, but this is a really bad thing with Atlanta, and this is why they have pretty much an even record. Every time you go against them, they win. Every time you go with them, you lose. So
I know.
Take your pick. But you know what? Indianapolis, I think, is in a better position, and they know right now that strength of their record in the AFC. If you can't beat Atlanta, then you ain't making the AFC playoffs. I mean, period.
Well, here it is.
Really, really tough.
It's Heinicke is a designated starter at the end of season. So Taylor Heinicke. It doesn't say what happened to Ritter. I don't know. I know they lost last week. Still. Well, I could go either way. It, you know, again, it's one of these games that whoever wants it the most, you're going to get it. Right now, Pittsburgh wants it more than Cincinnati. Cincinnati doesn't really want it.
And the crazy thing is that Atlanta knows. If they win this game and they win two more in the NFC, they probably make the playoffs. So they know, this is a playoff game. And the ironic thing is, if Atlanta wins against Indianapolis, and then whatever happens the last two games, both of them might not make the playoffs.
and Brother X, we both went to Indianapolis. I could see Atlanta. I could see them beating Indianapolis, but right now I think they're this much more. And I know they're playing in Atlanta, and Atlanta likes to play good at home. Who are you taking, Seth?
No, I have Indianapolis, and I think Indianapolis knows that if they don't win this game, they have no chance in the AFC, making the AFC playoffs. And Atlanta also knows if they don't win this game, they're not even still in the hunt for the NFC. But their day is done. Yeah, Indianapolis, if you don't win this game, then you know your season's over, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm
now
going
to... I'm going to put Viper down as Indy tentatively. Now we got Seattle in Tennessee. I really love this game. Seattle showed that they can win a football game when they want to and stop screwing around. But now they're going to go back to Geno, which scares the hell out of me. Locke showed that he can play, and he should be playing, not Geno, but that's my, you know, whatever. We're not going to get into that. But Tennessee is all banged up. Levis is out. Seattle has a perfect opportunity to take this team that's not very good. I mean, Levis, yeah, you got him, but the team still is really not that good. And Seattle could do it and should do it. Seth, what does Vegas say? What do they say should happen?
The 7-7 Seattle Seahawks are playing against the 5-9 Tennessee Titans. And it's 3.5 points for the Titans. And the over-under is, it's 41.5.
Yeah, and Seattle has to win this game because the Rams won Thursday. And Seattle has to win out because they're tied. So they have to win out. And they have to hope that the Rams, who play the 49ers on the last game of the season, loses to the 49ers, and they should. And if Seattle wins out, then, yeah, they can get a wild card. But I think there's going to be a lot of teams, especially for that second wild card. I see it both in the AFC and the NFC, where you're going to have at least three teams tied record-wise for the second wild card. You see what I'm saying? Some of them, I think you could even have four.
Oh, no. I think this is going to be the first year. Yeah, no, I think this is going to be the first year that in the NFC and the AFC, you're going to see these weird tiebreakers. And that's why I was saying, Seattle, without looking up their strength of schedule and this and that, blah, 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 I'm pretty sure if you're 8-7 after this game, you're the mother effer that wins these tiebreakers. You are.
Well,
that's Seattle, dude.
Seattle should win out. I can't remember. You know, they play, but they should win out. It should be easy for them, but they got to do it. And Seattle
likes against loser teams, so it never matters. But anybody that matters, Seattle usually plays pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, they're going to be playing good. They're playing in Tennessee. Seattle likes to play good away. They love to lose at home anymore. It drives you nuts. So I'm going Seattle. Brother X wins Seattle. I would imagine going Seattle. I mean, it's one of those any given Sundays. I mean, Seattle can just choke anytime they want. But I don't know. I don't know. He might give them, you know, give them a little agita, but at the end of the day, you know, we're going to see Lockett or Metcalf or both of them and Walker. We're going to see them. So I'm going Seattle, Brother X. Seattle. We'll put Viper down for Seattle. So, Seth, who do you got?
Tennessee is in a weird position with their injuries. And their injuries are weirder things than most people even realize. So, and then on top of it, this Seattle defense. So, yeah, I got Seattle.
Yeah. So far, we're all the same. Washington, now this game, this is another double. Nobody cares. It's a worthless game, but it could be a fun game. You know, if you're a Washington fan or a Jets fan, you know, looking for what you get next year. But this is Washington, the no-name football team, against the New York Jets. So, Seth, what does Vegas do with this? This is a mess. It's a sloppy, gooey, what the hell do you do? You know, this is a nothing burger. What do we do with this? What does Vegas do?
The 4-10 Washington football team is playing against the 5-9 New York Jets. And the Jets are giving away 3 points. And the over-under is 37.5. So it's going to be a crap show to even watch. And if you have a boring tube on TV, put it on.
Well, we've got the Jets fan. He finally made it in. Viper couldn't make it in. A lot of people are having trouble calling in tonight. They're having problems with their system. They say we are still experiencing an issue with our broadcast live system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. So let's bring Lou. I called him Joe again. I can't believe I don't know where that comes from. This is Lou, the Jet fan. Lou, my good friend, welcome aboard and happy Saturday.
Thank you, Captain, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. So, who's going to win this football game tomorrow? Is it going to be Washington, or is it going to be your J-E-T-S?
Well, being how bad both teams are, I still think the Jets have a shot, because the Washington no-name team, whatever you want to call them, you know, haven't shown anything, and they're just basically, you know, they just basically gave up the whole season right there. I mean, for the past five seasons, they have done nothing. Okay, they won a division title back in the 21 season with a losing record, but that's all they've done. The Jets have done, you know, slightly better, even though they have been trashy this year, but at least they have shown, you know, a little bit of signs of life, even with the injuries they've had. You know, the Commanders have just been, you know, horrible almost from the word go.
Who's starting for the Jets? Is it they still going with Wilson, or are they going to?
No. They're not going with Wilson. Wilson's still in concussion protocol.
So they're going with Simeon.
Yes, they're going to go with Trevor Siemian.
Okay.
Believe me, I would take him over Boyle any day, because Boyle, when he came in that game after Thanksgiving, no thank you. I'll take my chance with Trevor.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that Simeon's playing, I think I was deciding what to do with Washington or the Jets. Brother X went to Jets. I think I might have to go to the Jets myself. So, Lou, I take it you're picking the Jets.
Correct.
So hammer down. That's right. So, all right. I don't know what I would do on this, but Seth, who do you got?
Salah, Salah, Salah. Yeah, Jets.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do like that young buck, and it looks like Lou, Belichick might be, oh, no, you're Washington fan, but it looks like he might be going over to Washington
yeah
next year. Well, you know he's going somewhere. But
yeah.
Anyway, we'll get to that game. But anyway, we'll put Viper down for the Jets until he says otherwise. All right,
yeah.
Jacksonville at Tampa Bay. Now, Lawrence is out or questionable. I think he's out.
Questionable.
Yeah. So here's the question. Does Jacksonville risk it? They have to stay on top. Cleveland wins. You know, things are going
to
get... Yeah, this is a... in Indianapolis, I mean, Indianapolis is, you know, right there. They cannot afford to lose.
Nope.
And Tampa Bay, they're in head, you know, they're on their division, so they want to win too. Seth, what does Vegas say on this?
The 8-6 Jacksonville Jaguars are playing against the 7-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are giving away 1.5 points to the Jags. And the over-under is 42.5.
Let's see, who's Jacksonville's backup here? Let's see. Oh, Beathard. So Lawrence is questionable, probably out, but they got Beathard. He's not bad. So, wow, they've got Tampa favored 1.5, you said. Wow. Well, who's Brother X? Brother X from Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Hammer down. So, all right, Lou, who do you got? I'm undecided.
Oh, wait,
this is kind of a tough game.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, repeat the teams again.
Jacksonville, Tampa.
I'm going to go, I'm going to go Jacksonville.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, good.
It is a weird thing. It happened about, I think, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. I don't know what it was, but Baker Mayfield told all of his teammates, are you coming along? And now they're 7-7, and it's the NFC. And on top of it, this
like
is...
Like Tom Brady.
No, but this is an inner Florida game. Trust me, they want to beat Jacksonville. They're going to beat Jacksonville. And they're going to beat Jacksonville by at least 10 points.
Wow, I like that. That's bold. Well, so Lou's the only one now going Jacksonville. Well, if Lawrence is playing, I'm not going to go Tampa, but he's not. So I'm going to go Tampa myself. We'll put Viper down for Tampa since everyone's going there. We're all the same. Arizona in Chicago. Again, this is a nothing burger, even though I know Chicago. Oh, I know you think you're still in it, please. And there's a lot of talk that... Fields is going to be traded. A lot of rumors about Fields being traded next year. And one of the teams is Seattle. And I went, oh, it's like, you know, if you do get rid of Geno, you're going to this guy. You're doing a lateral move. It's not a move up forward. It's lateral. It's a stupid move. Don't even think about it.
No. To be honest, Keith, if that Seattle team had Justin Fields, you guys would win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You. That quarterback, already knowing where Russell Wilson in his prime took you. Justin Fields? And you got Lockett. You got Metcalf. You got blah, blah, blah. You got Kenneth Walker the third. But seriously, Super Bowl.
I'm not a Fields guy. I don't see
you
it.
Got
defense. I'm a hater. I'm a hater. But anyway, Arizona in Chicago, what were those numbers again, Seth?
The 3-11 Arizona Cardinals are playing against the 5-9 Chicago Bears. The Bears are giving away 4 points to the Cardinals, and the over-under is 42.5.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but Chicago is playing pretty good football. Arizona trying to, but, you know, you're not giving up. Sit down. You know, you're the redheaded stepchild. Just go in a corner and be quiet.
Is that because you have hair, Skeet?
I got hatred. Well, they're in my division.
You
I gotta hate them.
I call it spite. You know, there's, you know, technicalities.
Yeah.
No, they're in my division, and they must be, you know, they must be hated appropriately, like the Rams. They, you know, they must be hated. Except the San Francisco, you gotta. I love this. I love that team. They are the strongest, best team in the NFL. And unless they get injured, there is no I want an investigation. I want a congressional investigation. I want the FBI. I want the CIA. I want the old KGB. I want an investigation on why San Francisco would lose the Super Bowl. If they get they're just that good of a team. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're fun to watch. They're really fun to watch. I mean, you have every type of fundamental thing that you ever want to watch as a fan.
I know.
You do it, and they do it, and it's effortless. Like it's expected.
I know. They run.
Like they don't even think about it. They go, okay.
Yeah. I mean, everything. I mean, their offense is great. Their defense plays. Yeah, they're a picture-perfect team, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win, but, I mean, they should. So we'll find out. But anyway, I don't want to jinx them. But anyway, I think I'm going to have to go Chicago on this. Brother X went Arizona, which he never picks. Lou, what do you got? Arizona and Chicago.
I sadly never take Chicago, not take Chicago again for the rest of the year because every time I do, I lose. But I am going to make an exception just this once. Can't believe I'm saying this. I'm actually going with the Bears. But if I'm wrong,
yeah,
I know I'm going to regret it.
I know, me too. That's why I'm going with the Bears too. It pains me, but it's equally as painful with Arizona, but probably a little more because they're in my division. So, you know. It's a painful game, no matter what you do with it. How are you adjusting to the pain? Who are you picking?
Oh, no, this is an easy pick for me. Chicago has not only been playing better ball overall the last 3-4 weeks, but Justin Fields is a major factor. They're at home, and then on top of it, what people are not starting to realize is this Chicago defense is for real. And how they got Montez Sweat off of the free agency, and then this Muller effort had like 3.5 sacks in one game. Like, oh, no. They're the real deal. This team is going to get a lot better, and they're going to be a lot more prepared for next year. And weirdly enough, I think Justin Fields is still going to be their quarterback. And I don't think that's a bad decision. That's my own opinion.
Well, we'll find out if those trade rumors are real, and if they are going to trade, you know, Chicago is going to be trading for draft picks. You know, if you're going to be trading, I mean,
yeah.
And then who are you going to get for quarterback? Are you going to draft? Well, I don't know. Who knows? So, I think Viper. We'll put Viper down for Chicago. The next game, this game here, this is going to be, this is a difficult, difficult, difficult game. Again, this is one of those games that whoever wants it the most is going to win it. Because you can make a scenario for both teams winning the game, and you can make a scenario for both teams losing the game. This is another playoff game, and if there's a lot of pride in this game. You're already going to the playoffs anyway, but you don't want to go in a chump. You want to go in, you know, the badass. This is the Dallas Cowboys in Miami, Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. So, Seth, are the numbers on this wonderful game, this gift?
Well, if once again, if you weren't a football fan, you wanted to watch the game, I think this is a no-win. I would recommend. It's a different time as well, so you're going to be able to watch both of those games I talked about. But 10-4 Dallas Cowboys playing against 10-4 Miami Dolphins, the Fins. The Fins are giving the Cowboys 2 points, and the over-under is 49.5.
So who did you say was favored, Dallas?
Miami by 2.
Oh, Miami by 2. Yeah, I mean, it is, really a pick 'em. It's both of these teams could win. Both of these teams could lose. Who wants it the most? Do you go?
Well, can I tell you one thing about Dallas and their 10-4 record? Dallas 10-4 is 7-0 at home and 3-4 on the road.
I know.
So,
that's what I'm saying.
You know Miami's record at home, but I think it's pretty good. I'm going to go Miami ahead of time before what you guys pick, only because of those stats. But this is going to be a fun game to watch. It's going to be a burn.
Well, here's another thing with Dallas. They really haven't won a lot of over 500 teams, but that's a team that doesn't know any better. When you're playing dumb like that, that can be scary because you don't know that you're not. And, you can take Miami off guard. Look what Tennessee did to them the last 3 minutes of the game. Where that came from, who knows? Well, Dallas can do that too.
Yeah.
So, Lou, I mean, what's your take on this? I mean, I honest to God, I mean, I'm thinking about just flipping a coin. I guess I got to go Miami because they're at home, but that doesn't mean anything.
No,
so,
it doesn't.
I mean, I don't have a good feeling. Do you have a good feeling, or what are your feelings?
No, either way, but, you know, I still think Dallas might be able to pull it off, you know, in a small margin against Miami. But then again, Miami needs his game more than Dallas, you know, because, you know, there's Buffalo still breathing on their neck just barely, but they're still bringing it down. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're right. Miami does need it a little bit more because Buffalo is, you know, catching up. Dallas is already in the playoffs, you know, but they still don't want to go in the playoffs a chump. They want to go in, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but you guys are forgetting what Philly's record is right now.
Well, they're on a three-game losing streak
Philly is 10-4. They're all 10-4, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you can win the NFC East outright. Philly could be a wild card, everybody. Sorry, newsbreaker.
Well, I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go Dallas. I think Viper would go Miami, even though I can see Miami winning it, but this is that time of year where teams don't do the things they're supposed to do, and maybe it's destiny that, you know, Buffalo gets back up on top. I mean...
No, but it's really weird, though, with professional athletes, that certain people only perform under great pressure. And then you see a Scott Brosius come out of the Yankees in the playoffs, and you're like, where was that mother effer the whole year? Doesn't matter. This is what they do. Great teams have these players. That's why they're still on these lineups that you're thinking, and it's like, at the end, dude, they'll crush it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go. I should go Miami because I do think Miami is, you know, a little bit better of a team, but I'm going to stick with it, to heck with it. I'll go against the grain. I need another long shot. We've all picked the same pretty much. All right, now New England and Denver. I kind of like this game. This is the Sunday night game. Then we got three more games, three Monday night games. But New England and Denver, New England, Belichick, there's nothing really left to do. You don't have anything to do it with. Anyway, Denver really wants a win. They need a win if they want to even have any kind of a hope of getting in, even though they're not going to do much. But New England could be a little bit of a spoiler. But I don't think New England has enough to spoil.
No.
New England is just a bad football team, period. So what are the numbers on this?
The 3-11 New England Patriots are playing against the 7-7 Denver Broncos. Broncos are giving away 7.5 points, and the over-under is 35.5.
Yeah, how many points were they giving away?
7.5.
Yeah. Well, Peyton got into Russell Wilson's face last week. So I think Will's going to come back. But, I mean, they're playing in Denver, and you're playing the hapless New England Patriots right now, and you want a chance to get in, to get into the playoffs. You're not losing this game. Denver cannot lose. Right, Lou?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I don't see a scenario. So, Lou, I take it you're going to Denver?
I'll go with Denver.
Yeah, I think you have to. Seth?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you have to go with Denver. And what's so crazy, and that's why we didn't talk about last week's games or whatever, but the Detroit Lions impressed me. Not only their win, I think it was like 42-17, something like that. But the Denver Broncos, before the game, had won like 5 or 6 in a row. Like, one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in the NFL at that time. So that was a really big win. But if you're the Broncos and you lost that game and it was 42-17, whatever it was, 41-17. Don't be discouraged because you probably played – well, no, you probably played for sure. And that's the playoff football team at home. So it's okay if that's how you lost your streak. But the Broncos are for real. If people don't realize this, it's insane. And if you ask me in sports, name my worst two teams that I don't like at all, It's the Denver Broncos, number one, and the Boston Red Sox. So.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. We hate the Denver Broncos. Seattle, this from, you know, the old AFC days. You know, with the
right.
You know, the old Chargers.
I love those Raiders.
Yeah, we love the Raider games, man. But anyway,
when Flores went to Seattle, I was like, mother effer, dude, don't make me love you.
And I'm looking here on, this is CBS Sports, and it says under Stidham makes season debut. And I think they're talking about last week when he came in for a little while, but are they saying he's starting? It doesn't say anything about Russell Wilson. Did anybody hear?
No.
Doesn't seem to be injured. All it says, Stidham makes season debut. So maybe Wilson did something to Peyton. He got mad and benched him. Huh.
It's still against Arizona, though, right?
No, it is New England, and I really want to pick. I really do. I really want to pick New England.
Yeah,
you do. I do, but, I mean, how can you?
Zappy. It's a disaster. Yeah. Anyways, like, hey, dude, you don't feel so good? Take the week off. You're going to be fine.
You know what? I think I'm going to do it. Well, I mean, look, I'm just waiting for that one little last spark from Belichick, you know, just to win a game. But nothing's coming. And, you know, Zappy, I know, God bless him.
You're just talking about the future San Diego Chargers head coach. That's all.
Yeah.
No, if he ran the Chargers will go back to the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. I guarantee you.
Well, it looks like he's going to Washington. So.
Wow. No. I know.
Washington. Well, Pittsburgh, final, 34-11 over Cincinnati. Cincinnati, you choked. That is awful. Yeah. Cincinnati. Bad. Shame on you. Shame on you for losing this game. That is not. Do I really be this stupid to pick New England over Denver?
I think a lot of us would agree.
No, I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to say they could do it. And if they do it, then I can still say I'm right, but I didn't pick it. So anyway. The next game, I like this game. This is, we got three Monday night games. Now, this is Las Vegas Raiders in Kansas City. Arrowhead, Seth, how many Brazilian numbers, you know, and I don't know, man. I mean, Vegas, I think, could, you know, it's one of those games, but I don't think so. It's a division game. Who knows? They're in Kansas City. All right, Seth, what are the numbers?
The 6-8 Las Vegas Raiders are playing against the 9-5 Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are giving away 10 points, and the over is 40.5.
Man, I really want to pick the Raiders so bad. I really do. I really want to pick the Raiders. I mean, again, you can't. How? So, all right, Lou. Who do you got? Raiders or Chiefs?
Kansas City. Here I come.
Going to Kansas City. Well, exactly. Brother, I swear, Kansas City. Seth, you going, KC?
Yeah, and it's basically that they're 9-5, right? If they had a better record and the Raiders were still 6-8, I'd be like, oh, mother effers, they're going to take one from you. Nope. KC knows. There's no playing around today. They're taking it.
Well, I would love, I mean love, to see the Raiders go into Kansas City and just plant that Mahomes on his back all day long. I mean, just spank him. But it ain't going to happen. I just want that to happen. So I guess I got to pick Kansas City. So, all right, the next one, New York Giants at Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia might break their three-game losing streak. They're playing the Giants. Yeah, and, you know, everybody's loving DeVito, which I do too. And when you sack him, you do that Italian thing with your hand. Well, I think they're going to lose to Philadelphia, but I would love to see – I hate Philadelphia. I'm a huge hater of the Eagles. I would love to see the Giants go into Philly and just murderate them. Oh, that would be my Christmas present. Oh, but I'm going to get a lump of coal instead, and Philly is going to win this game. So, Seth, what are the numbers on it?
The 5-9 New York Giants, the G-Men, are playing the 10-4 Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are giving away 13.5 points.
I know.
And the over-under is 3.5. Sorry for laughing.
Well,
no. What do you think your team is going to do today? Lose by 2 touchdowns? Oh, okay. I'll make a betting line.
Yeah.
Lou, you know, I know you're a Jets fan and all, but you got enough to support your arch nemesis, the Giants?
Nope. I think Philly's going to crush them. It's going to be a cheesesteak special in Philly on Christmas Day.
Yeah, watching the Raiders beat Kansas City and the Giants beat Philadelphia and San Francisco beating up on Baltimore, that would be the trifecta Christmas of all Christmases.
Mm. That's a tough game.
I mean, come on, Santa Claus. I've been good all year. You know, you owe me,
man. Don't lie.
I'm tired of that lump of coal, man. I want a present. I can do something
You're kind of used to it.
Well, want to pick the, you know, and I did pick Philly was going to lose last week. I picked it. I knew Seattle was going to do it. Viper picked it. Viper saw it. He saw the light. I saw the light. We both saw the light. I don't know. And God bless DeVito. Hey, you're doing a great job, and I hope you're the starter next year. But you guys are not beating Philadelphia this week. I can't do it. Brother X went Philly. Lou, he went Philly. Seth. You brave enough to pick the G-Men?
No, Philly's got this, and they're just looking to the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what does the rest of everybody say, you know, we don't care. We're in the playoffs, and the Giants beat them. But
actually, now that you mentioned that, that is one of the great things that I liked that the NFL did with their playoff process is, add one playoff team, which we always saw every year, like, oh, that team would have gotten in or whatever. But the first round team, bye. And that was big. That was huge. Like, okay, yeah, you're already in the playoffs, but you didn't even have to play that first week. And playing even 1 week against any playoff team, all these extra injuries, these bruises, they all have to experience it. But you have a much better chance. But to get that number one seed, it took a lot to get there, and you did it. So, props.
Yeah. All right. Now, the next game, I'm really loving this game because I hate Baltimore, too. I'm a Baltimore hater, too. I got hate. I got some hatred towards Baltimore. I got I've been a San Francisco fan since I've been a little kid. You know, there was always something about that team. And, of course, the Montana days, the young days. Well, you know, this team is special. This is the most complete football team I think I've ever seen in my life, where everything, they just work like a perfect machine. You know, kind of like the old Patriots. Everybody comes to work. You do your job, whatever your job is. You are the best at what you do. You run the ball, then you run the best. You catch the ball, you catch the ball the best. You throw the best. You kick everything. So, Seth, what are the numbers on this? Baltimore in San Francisco.
Forget about what I said earlier in these other two games. Like, if you weren't a fan, like, this would be the game you watch. Baltimore at San Francisco. The Baltimore Ravens are 11-3 against the San Francisco 49ers that are 11-3. Over-under is 47.5. And San Fran is giving the Ravens 6, which,
wow.
Like, either team, if their defense plays well and their offense does their thing, can win this game easily.
Yeah.
Either team.
Well,
but you are in San Francisco.
Yes.
I do think San Francisco is going to have to sing for their supper. I do not see Baltimore laying down. San Francisco is going to have to, they're going to have to put on their A game, and I think they can do it. Their tools are better than Baltimore's. A little bit better quarterback. The running back situation is, forget about it.
Exactly. Forget about it.
You know, I'm going Frisco all the way. Lou, what's your take on this game?
Tough game, but I think I'm going to the 49ers at home.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game, and like, you know, Seth says, you know, if you don't like, you never watched a football game before, well, this might be one you want to tune into.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
You know,
well, yeah. Oh no, I don't know what NFL football is. Let me Google this and watch it.
Yeah, let me Google it. What the hell is all this football business about?
Yeah.
What the hell you got going here? So, well, I'm trying to turn this thing sideways here so I can take a picture of it and give it to Viper. But it won't let me do it. I don't understand it. Oh, well. But, no, yeah, I think we're all going to have to go San Francisco on this. And they should. I mean, Frisco should win this game. But.
Oh, it would not surprise me if Baltimore wins this game. And if Baltimore wins this game. And people were talking about, like, the strongest AFC teams. This is, again, one of those times. It happens, like, once every 10 years or something. But Baltimore becomes the strongest team in the AFC. You didn't see it for the last 3-4 weeks. And all of a sudden, you're like, what?
And
And now, if you remember the former past Baltimore Raven teams, they did not have a quarterback of the caliber and the quality of Lamar Jackson. They did not. So now, wow. Uh-oh. This could be the best team in the NFL this year if they beat San Francisco this week on the road. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Because no one's going to call.
Yeah, no, you're...
And this San Francisco team is amazing right now. This San Francisco team is on point. So that's a lot to say.
No, but if Baltimore does win, then, yeah, you're looking at Baltimore. Can you say Baltimore is a stronger team than San Francisco? One could argue. I don't want to say that because I hate Baltimore. But I don't know. I still think San Francisco at home. And they know they're in the playoffs, but they're not gonna lay down. They're not doing that.
Oh no! But and I think at the end of the year, the records of these teams, which are very reflective of what they do, it's very unfortunate that you're on the road as compared to home. San Francisco at Baltimore. I'm going Baltimore, right?
You're going to go Baltimore?
No, I'm going San Francisco because it's at home. If this game would have been in scheduling the exact opposite way, San Francisco at Baltimore at this time, they're both 10-4. I'm going Baltimore. You know what I mean? Yeah, these are two really great teams. But I think this is one of those times that you be at home. And then let alone at home, most people understand traveling in the sports is not so bad. But you literally went from the East Coast to the West Coast. So that time frame difference, and how does it affect you? It really does affect you. And I think the 49ers are going to beat the Ravens by about 12.
Ooh.
Well,
that's a lot, actually, you know. But I can see it happening. I mean, hey, look, if Frisco's defense gets going, it could be a very long afternoon for Jackson. And then when you've got McCaffrey and Kittle and everybody else, you know, it could be a very long afternoon. Or if you can't keep up with Jackson,
you didn't
he
say
can make
Debo
your
afternoon Debo Samuel, dude. Think about Debo Samuel.
I know we got Samuel too, but what I'm saying, if you can't control Jackson, and you allow that guy to start, you know, throwing hog wild, it's going to be a long afternoon for you. You got to control Jackson. That's the key to winning this game. You got to put him down, you know, like old Yeller. You got to put him down, man.
Old Yeller.
He gets up, you're done. You know? So, no, I really want to pick New England, though, God. But I can't. I can't do it. I can see it, though. So we do have it on archive. So if New England does win, I can at least say that I, you know. Well, this is going to be a good game. Buffalo and the Chargers tonight. They're coming out right now in Buffalo. We're almost done. We got about 10 minutes.
I had Buffalo on my pick.
Yeah, I went to beef. Who did you pick, Lou? Did you go Buffalo too or?
No, I didn't. I'm going with the 49ers.
No, Buffalo or the Chargers?
Buffalo or the Chargers? Well, as far as I hate to do it because they are rivals in the AFC, I'll go with the Bills.
Yeah. Well, the Bills have to win this. And, hey,
they
look,
do.
The Chargers are, you know, Chargers could be a little bit of a spoiler, because if they're not going in, you're not going in. But Buffalo got hot at the right time.
But here's the crazy thing. If anybody's even caught some highlights of the Buffalo Bills football the last 2 weeks, this team is clicking. They have everything in all cylinders. I think everybody knows what they need to do, and they're in a position that they didn't think they were supposed to be in, and they're making it better. I like the Bills going into the future. Like, I wouldn't want to play the Bills if I was an NFL team. Nope.
Well, they got, like I was saying, they got hot at the right time. And same with baseball. You get hot at the right time, you are a scary, scary team. Well, Buffalo finally figured it out. They got hot, and they got to keep it up. They can't, you can't lax it up, not with the Chargers. And the Chargers are awful. They are completely disappointed, complete disappointment, with or without Herbert.
And that's why, even with the Chargers, I might have mentioned here lately, but Justin Herbert, literally a great quarterback. I mean, my goodness. Who wouldn't want Justin Herbert on your team? And this organization is basically 500 with him. And then you're like, oh, well, this and that on the defense. Where you brought in Khalil Mack. So there's something that just doesn't click with this high-performing car that if they ever figure it out, and that could be Belichick, he comes over there, be careful.
Well, you know, the Chargers have always had, you know, a good team, but they just cannot get that little engine over that hill, man. They just, for whatever reason, something happens, you know, and even with Rivers. I mean, Rivers would go out there and throw about 50 touchdowns, and their defense in the fourth quarter would give up, you know, 51. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
God, that used to drive me up the wall. But, no, Buffalo, you should win this game kind of easy. You should, you know, use this for the time to keep loose, keep limber, practice a couple of new plays that you've been working on, you know, and get ready for the postseason. And, you know, that's what they should be doing. And they should walk away with a W. And if they don't, well, then they don't want to go to the playoffs. It's that simple. Cincinnati just said, here we are, world. We don't want to go to the playoffs. So guess what?
So what are you doing?
We're going to lose by a
lot.
You're
going to play. So why are you bother playing?
Yeah.
Sure.
Stay at home. Take a uniform. I don't know. But try to see.
No, as a Steelers fan, I love it. Keep talking, everyone.
Oh, no. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, you're like, hey, man, you know, and here you are thinking, oh, our season is done, and you come out, you know, and you know that stadium is rocking. They're still rocking right now. That stadium, oh, man, they are, it's a good night to be in Pittsburgh. Let's put it that way. But there's going to be a long plane ride back to Cincinnati. The season's over. Cincinnati is done now. They're done. It's done. They just said we don't want to go to the playoffs, so we're not going to do it. So, you know, and Burrow, is he going to be hurt every year like he has been? I mean, is he going to be able to complete a year next year without being hurt? And, you know, I mean, he's $50 million a year. We got Herbert out. He's $50 million a year. Burrow, he's out, $50 million a year. Geno Smith, he's a mess, $50 million a year. Yeah, $50 million a year. Look at what he got you. The only one is Jackson in Baltimore. And I don't know if he's quite 50, but I think he's up there. But other than that, all these $50 million a year quarterbacks are either injured or not anywhere near no playoffs.
Well, hypothetically, if Jackson beats San Francisco, like let's say 42-17, something pretty definitive. Are they the team like that you have to go through?
Well, I would hate to admit it because I hate them, but it could be. But again, you got to play the game, though. I mean, you got to wait till the playoffs. Playoffs are a completely different animal. They're not even in the same food group, you know? It's like a completely different sport. So, but no, it is going to be a very fun weekend, and I love it. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Seth, Lou, and Viper, and all those Ultra, everybody else who was in the chat room tonight. And, you know, we got football. We still got one more game tonight. We got football all day tomorrow, football all day Monday. So, I mean, this is, you know, this is beautiful.
And bowl game.
Yeah. So, Merry Christmas, everybody, and we will see you back here next week. And get ready for the next year. Unbelievable. 2024 already. So,
yes.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You feel that?